We're good.
Okay, well, let's get started. We've got quite the agenda. So I'd like to welcome everybody to our electronic board meeting on Wednesday, May 6, 2026. Let's go around and introduce ourselves. For the record, I'm Monty Paul.
Maggie Arby.
Tyler O'Brien.
Clay Heiner.
Ryan Robinson.
Don Calaguchi.
Heidi Bowerly.
Kathy's just walking in, so she'll be on in just a minute, and then we need to excuse
Use Rita Brock.
Rita.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I think we're covered there. So let's go ahead and move on to our consent items very quickly. Has everybody had the chance to review the consent items?
Yes.
Okay. I recommend that we approve the consent items for the March 25th, 2026 board meeting minutes and the amended school fee schedule as well. All in favor say aye. I'm Monty Paul.
I'm Maggie Arvey.
Aye, Clint Heiner.
Aye, Tyler O'Brien.
All right, motion passes unanimously. Let's move on to the voting items. What we will do is we'll have Ryan, why don't you just take the first four, and then we'll have Kathy take care of the last one, and we'll vote wholesale on those. If you have any questions or discussion regarding either of those, save that until, well, we can work through that. I am hoping and assuming that everybody has been able to read through those items. So let's go ahead with the TSSA plan, Ryan, and the others as well, and we'll go from there.
Awesome. So if you'll notice, our first approved TSSA, or when we have first approved this TSSA plan, was back in 2019. It's our annual school improvement from the state, and we've kept it within the parameters that they would like us to have. And basically, it's just a increase of test scores by 2% in language arts and 1% in math, using end of year summative assessment as our measure. And depending on the grade and the year, there seems to be bubbles and fluctuations, but we achieve it in many areas and we don't achieve it in a particular grade from year to year. That's part of the report. When I report back to you on student achievement, that's kind of what I base it on. So we're in the middle of our end of year testing right now. So maybe by June, maybe not, we'll have all that those numbers back, but it's been the same plan for that time. And then part of it is the budget allocation of 40% of the money that we get for TSSA funds are for staff, and then 60% we use for professional development and instructional training for our teachers, things like getting used to their curriculum and things like that. So it's been the plan in place for quite a while, and it's been working for us, so we're proposing to keep it as is. I can't scroll. There we go. So thank you. That's okay.
Oh,
Great.
sorry. That's just
Nope.
sorry. Close your eyes. I'm scrolling down.
Appreciate
Okay, there we go.
it. So this is the sixth grade Spain trip that we take with our science kids. I have to say, it amazes me. There's a few programs in our school that I'm not surprised anymore because it's consistently great, but it's amazing that it is consistently great. And this year's science projects were just, I can't even explain the, I just can't explain. They were awesome. We had more visitors and people to come watch from outside of our school this year than we ever have before. A lot of the state DLI people came, and the fact that they're able to do this in Spanish is just, it's outstanding. Anyway, and then part of that is we take a small group, somewhere around 5 to 7 students, and then in October, we do a trip to Spain. We have a partner school there that we work with. If you guys remember Begonia Fortune, that was at our school for a long time, she has paired us up with a school in Gran Canaria, the Canary Islands. That's where she lives, and we go there and we present their ideas there. So our budget with this trip, it's a little bit different than the ninth grade trip in that we look at that $30,000, and then that kind of dictates the number of students that we're able to go. And then also, like, there is sometimes there are restrictions, like we select a student to go and maybe they're unable to travel for a variety of reasons, or their parents don't want them to go. So anyway, it's the same program we've been doing for a little bit, and we still think we're able to keep it within that $30,000 fund that you guys have been willing to afford us. So we're proposing that we continue with that program as well. All right, the FAFSA Spain trip for our teachers. This is part of, I can't remember if it was a new fund. There was something about teacher retention, and one of the ways that we decided to spend our money on teacher retention is that after they've been with our school for 3 years and then in a agreement to stay another 2 years, part of that was that they would become eligible for this FAFSA trip, which is faculty and staff trip abroad. I mean, I can't remember. We made it say something. I can't. Faculty and staff Spain study abroad trip. There you go. And in that, I'll have to tell you, like, they meet 6 times on Fridays for 2 hour classes. There's a novel. It's called Fountains of Silence. That's a pretty historically based novel based in Madrid during the Franco communist time in Spain, which really wasn't that long ago. Anyway, and they use that as kind of their landmarks, and it's fairly intensive. So it's about 15 to 20 hours of study here that they meet and we talk and we familiarize ourselves with the culture using this book as our curriculum, and then we go to Spain, visit a few of those places, and that was part of kind of our teacher retention. So it turns out to be about $3,000. We were asking to increase it to $3,200 just because of the cost of stuff these days. But if you figure it's 3 hours, or sorry, 3 hours. It's 3 years to qualify. Then it's a remaining 2 years, a $3,200 expense for a 5 year commitment from a teacher. We felt like was a good idea at the time, and so that's the trip where it came from. And this year we have 23 employees that are going, and so we're asking the. One is that we increase it from 3,000 to 3,200 to kind of cover the cost increase of hotels and flights and different things. And then the total amount would then be not to exceed the 75,000. And thank you, Don. If you recall, we're still not sure what to do with the junior high asphalt project. That one was kind of a little bit of sticker shock. The elementary asphalt is also on a schedule to be replaced, and we thought before it becomes a $400,000 project like the junior high one is, that maybe we should address it while it still is in the tens of thousands instead of the hundreds of thousands. So, if you're unaware, and I can share with you at a future time if you'd like, but Academica West and Kirk is who does it, but they have a calendar or a schedule, probably is a better word for it, of all the major repairs, replacements, and things that, like, the life of that project and how much we should be saving year to year so that when that needs to be replaced, we have the money saved. We generally, I think, save that in our PTIF account. And then when it needs to be utilized, if we need to pull it from our PTIF, we can. But for the most part, we're able to work it into our annual budget. And that's probably why our PTIF continues to increase in some regards. But the elementary parking lot is due to be replaced, and you see the job, the bid there, and I think it's just over 40,000. Yeah. So that's a project we'd like to have done this summer. And so we're asking that we allocate not to exceed 45,000. So those are mine. And I think there was like an Ide Bailey agreement.
Yeah, Kathy has one that she needs to discuss with Ida Bailey
Awesome.
Services. So
So,
if you wouldn't mind, Kathy, floor is yours.
yeah, they actually in all of my entire professional career as an accountant, it's always been called an engagement letter, and they've changed it so that this year it's called a statement of work. But it is basically the engagement letter, and it is basically what it was, what it has been last year. And we did last year was the year we went out to bid. We try and get bids about every 3 years just to make sure, you know, that their prices are still competitive and they were the best. And we do like working with them. And it only went up $650 this year from last year. And I don't believe you guys will need a single audit. If you do, it costs a little bit more than that. But then we will have they will do this. They send the DocuSign once a week. I'll just let them know what ones have been approved, and then yes, Monty, you can sign on behalf of them on that. But we really like working with Ide Bailey and would recommend that you go with them again this year. And I can't believe it's already time for audits to be talking about audits.
Yeah, they have been great over the years. I've been impressed with them as well. All right. Well, those are all of our voting items. Is there anything that we want to discuss in greater detail, ask any questions before we take this to a vote? All right. Then I recommend that we approve the 2026-2027 Teacher Student Success Act plan. Action plan. Approve the statement of work letter provided by Ide Bailey for the year ending June 30th, 2026, and allow the board president to sign on behalf of the school. Approve the Science and Action Spain trip expense not to exceed $30,000. Approve the FAFSA trip expenditures not to exceed $75,000. And approve the elementary asphalt resurface project not to exceed $45,000. All in favor say aye. Aye, Monty Paul.
I'm Maggie Arby.
Aye, Clint Heiner.
Aye, Tyler O'Brien.
Motion passes unanimously. All right. Now that our consent and voting items are completed, there is one discussion item that we put on the agenda regarding the update on our junior high field and then also the timeline and maybe even to some small degree, a little bit of looking for property and things for our new school coming up. So, Ryan, if you wouldn't mind sharing what you have learned the past little bit, we'll go from
Give me a dull knife to,
there.
I'll tell you what. So I got an email yesterday. The new timeline for starting the junior high project is May 15th. I understand the words they tell me. I don't understand the situation. Apparently late and has just been extremely challenging to work with. And I mean, I could give you all the details. Some of the things are the names of the utility companies on the documents are misspelled, and so they won't clear it until those get fixed. And then when they fix them, they have to go have the utility company sign off again that things are done right. The homeowners association of that subdivision has not been super easy to work with. They're concerned that we're going to use that as a drop-off and pickup area. We've assured them that's not the case, but I think that has, I don't know that that's held up the start. It's caused extra communication and extra work and extra documents. But we're promised that they're going to still finish by July 30th, hopefully. And that they're going to start May 15th. They said that they have acquired extra, what do you call that? Like machinery so that they can work a little bit faster. I don't, anyway, that's where we're at. So when I get the explanation, I understand what they're saying, but I don't understand the construction project. I think they're equally as frustrated at some of the asks that have been requested and required, but I think eventually it's going to get started and eventually it's going to get done. And they say that it will still be before school starts next year. So that's the update. As far as the new property, Sheldon shared with us a couple of locations. I think he said he called on a half a dozen in the area and he had responses from a couple, but outside of just initial conversations with a few people that might be willing to sell, I don't know if there's a whole lot to tell. There's one that's kind of on West Layton Parkway.
Hey,
If you,
Ryan,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't know we were going to talk about this. That's why I would have put a closed session. It might
Oh,
not be a good idea to
gotcha.
talk about
Perfect.
property
Yep.
in
So,
open. Sorry.
well, no, you're good. I'll blame Monty. He said something that made me think to talk about
Well,
it. But
you can talk generality, say we've looked at a couple of properties,
there we
but
go.
I
We've
would
looked at
not
a couple,
know
and we're
what the
waiting to hear
directions.
back and find more specific information to share with you so that then you can make decisions and analyze. But at this point, I think we're still in the collecting of options place. At the school, we're moving forward. We've hired a handful of extra teachers, like we talked about. We think we have some really good options. I think Davis School District seems to be going through some restructuring where teachers are leaving and looking for other options. And we've been able to hire a couple of those. And we think we've got some real quality teachers. They're excited about the idea of working here for a year and then being part of the expansion. And I think we're in-house on the academic side of things. I think we're positioning ourselves really well to make it as smooth as a transition as possible. So, but yeah, once we have something more concrete that you can actually analyze and look at, we'll be sure to share that with you. Thanks, Don, for helping me with that.
All right. Are there any other questions you might have there that we can answer before we let everybody go? All right. Just appreciate all of you so much for being able to take some time out of your day. I know it's a very busy time for everyone. It always is, especially during the middle of a work week. But thank you so much for everyone joining. I now recommend that we adjourn this meeting. All in favor, say aye. Aye, Monty Paul.
I'm Maggie Arby.
I'm Clint Heiner.
Hi, Tyler O'Brien.
Motion passes unanimously. We are adjourned. Thanks again.
See
Have
you
a great
all.
day,
Thanks.
everyone.